I am Debbie Giaquinta, and I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Marist Education Nonprofit Board, which operates Marist Secondary School. I am Debbie Giaquinta, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let's take roll call first. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief instruction for the benefit of new members and members of the public. Debbie Giaquinta is present, and I am the chairperson of the board. Denise Shields?
Present, and I serve as secretary to the board.
And Aaron Smith?
Present, board member.
Thank you. Mary, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, Mary Bixby, here I am, and staff, we've got Lynn Alipio on, Angela Neary, and Alina Nuno, and several of the teachers, Derek, Roberta, and Janice, that I can see. I don't think I'm missing anybody. We're here.
Thank you. Item 1.3 is the establishment of a quorum, and do I have a motion for approval of item 1.3?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve establishment of quorum.
Okay.
This is Denise Shields, and I will second that motion.
Okay. And we will be conducting all voting via roll call. Debbie Giaquinta votes in favor. Aaron Smith?
In favor.
And Denise Shields?
In favor.
Motion passes. Okay, item 1.4, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. United States of America, and to the Republic.
To the Republic for which it stands.
Stands one nation. Under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Item 1.5 is the approval of our agenda. Do I have a motion for approval of item 1.5?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve item 1.5, the agenda.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. We will take a roll call to vote. Debbie Giaquinta, aye. Denise Shields?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 2.0, public comment. If you would like to participate in public comment, please complete a speaker card and submit to staff. Public comment for items of interest to the public and within the scope of the Marist Education Inc. Board non-agenda shall be no more than 2 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or action may occur regarding items that are not on the agenda at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to briefly respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Public comment for agenda items will be no longer than 3 minutes, and speakers may not yield their time. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted, and each non-agenda item will have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, the board chair may decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted maximum. Item 2.1, non-agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to two minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda? Thank you, hearing none, we will move on. Item 2.2, agenda items, public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by the chairperson. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on agenda items? Thank you, hearing none. Item 3.0 is administrative items, and item 3.1 is to consider the approval of the amended independent study policy 3120. Lynn, do you have a report for item 3.1?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. The Assembly Bill 130 or AB 130 was enacted on July 9, 2021. And in order to comply, the LEAs will need to revise the written board policies to clearly articulate the new requirements and expectation, and which includes the level of satisfactory progress a student must make before an evaluation is conducted as measured by student achievement and engagement data, the completion of assignments, the assessments or other evidence of student work and effort, learning as determined by the supervising teacher, and progress towards successful completion. The content provided through the independent study must be aligned to the grade level standards and are substantially equivalent in quality and intellectual challenge to an in-person instruction. For high school, this must include access to all the A through G courses and those required of graduation. And our school, honestly, we are doing all of this now. It's not new, but we need to express it and write it in the independent study policy. Additionally, some of the required changes will reflect in the master agreement. So what we approve in the board policy, the IS policy, must also reflect to warrant the revisions in the master agreements, such as the part time, as part of the time, the manner, the frequency, and the place of submitting the assignments. LEAs will also need to describe how academic progress will be reported and how communication with parents and guardians will be administered. The confirmation that students have the technological resources they need to participate in the educational program. In addition, we need to describe how many assignments students can miss before triggering an evaluation, and the trigger must also include a standard of satisfactory educational progress. Moreover, as the implementation of the AB 130 includes that the master agreements must be signed, the new master agreement template must be signed by the student if they're of legal age or their parent or guardian, the general supervising teacher, and all persons having direct responsibility for providing assistance to the students, such as the special ed teachers or education specialists. And it's so interesting that it is written that for 21-22 school year, which is this school year, LEA must collect signed agreements within 30 days of the first day of instruction, but we are still obligated to meet all the new and existing requirements. And as you know, for us, July 1st is the first day of instruction of our schools, and the law was enacted on July 9th, but you need 30 days within the 30 days of your first day of school. It's challenging, but we will implement the collection of the signatures for the master agreement as soon as possible. The instructional team, the data department, and the student services department will work collaboratively to comply with the implementation of AB 130. And I'm sure we will get support from the teacher to expedite this and facilitate this expeditiously. Thank you.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks, Lynn. Mary, is there a recommendation for this item?
Yes. First of all, I'd like to commend Lynn, who is responsible for our legal compliance, for being so precise in articulating what we do. And thank you for that. And yes, I recommend approval.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for approval of item 3.1?
This is Aaron Smith, and I make a motion to approve item 3.1.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. We will conduct all voting via roll call. Debbie Giaquinta votes yes. Denise?
Yes.
Okay. Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Motion passes. Item 4.0 is the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and will be approved and acted by the board in one motion in the form listed below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of these items prior to the board vote on them. The president recommends approval of all consent agenda items. Item 4.1 is to consider approval of the meeting minutes for June 22nd, 2021. Do I have a motion for approval of the consent agenda items 4.1?
This is Denise.
You make a motion to approve. Aaron Smith?
Yes, this is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to approve item 4.1, consent agenda.
Okay, I will second it. Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Aaron Smith?
Votes aye.
And Denise?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 5.0 is board comments and announcements. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require action. Are there any comments or announcements? Thank you. Hearing none, we will move to item 6.0, which is adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
This is Aaron Smith. I make a motion to adjourn.
Debbie Giaquinta seconds it. Okay, sorry. Debbie Giaquinta votes aye. Denise Shields?
Aye.
And Aaron Smith?
Aye.
Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, Denise.
Thank you.
Bye.